Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Liberty County School Board meeting. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight. But before we do our prayer and pledge, I would like to just mention that we did lose an employee recently, Ms. Melissa Lopez, who was a longtime employee of our school district. She was battling cancer, and I would just like for everyone to remember her and her family and close friends during this time. So with that, we'll go ahead and do our prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Flowers. If everyone will please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this afternoon to come together and do our school business, Father. As Ms. Thorpe said, we'd just like to lift up the Lopez family tonight, the Atwell family, and the Walker family. They all was involved with the school system. We just pray that you put a comfort hand around each and every one of them. Thank you for this night, and be with us when we do our school business, Father. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up, we have some recognition that we would like to do for our Liberty County High School girls volleyball team. Ms. Jennifer, would you please come up and help us recognize our girls, young ladies, I should say.
I get a microphone?
Yes.
Just get through the drop it.
I have a few girls here tonight. Some couldn't make it. They had a basketball game, and a couple of them is at work. But tonight I have Mackenzie. McLean, come on up. Casey, Cameron, Tiriana, Clarissa, and Caroline. That was part of the team. We back-to-back district champs, beat Alpha this year for that, and I also have one at volleyball practice. But we had a great year. We wound up losing in the regional finals, two games from a state championship, one game for making it to state. We were a very young team. We're going to miss our seniors. They gave us a lot of leadership and gave a lot of guidance to these younger players, but we had a great season.
Congratulations, ladies.
That's your chance in the sun here if y'all want to say anything.
You want to get it in front of the board?
Yeah, let's get us one here. But as is our tradition, we'll get us a picture.
Well, some of these are taller than I
am. Yeah.
Where? I'll probably stink.
I'll just stand there.
Tall ones by the squat. Hey, Tariana's hair.
I don't want to be in front of anybody.
No, you're right.
I can see everyone except for Mr. Thomas.
What now?
Yeah. Closer.
Okay.
Now I can see everyone. Okay.
Turn that picture.
One, two, three.
All right. Thank y'all for coming in.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'm better.
It does it when the door's shut.
How about now?
It's still doing it.
How about now? We'll leave the door open.
Yeah, take it open. How about that? It's designed that way.
Still doing it?
I will.
Yeah.
I hear it. Don't touch it, Roger.
All right, next up we have, we have a presentation, the one we really, really like. Mr. Mike Coker from Florida Forestry Service with the Florida Department of Agriculture. He's going to present us a check to the district in the amount of $21,727.30 for receipts from the Lake Taquan Recreation and Gate receipts from Tate's Hill. Mr. Coker, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Man, it seems like I can't believe it's been a year since I've been here, but it seemed like just yesterday. But it's an honor to be here again to present the check to you. We do have 37 forests across the state. These are working forests, So every time you go and there's recreation that takes place on these fours, proceeds from that visit goes back into the local school board. Cutting timber, the same way, that certain percentage. So they are working for us. We have just over 1 million acres now in the state of Florida that we manage. And it is with a great privilege and an honor to be here to present the check to you on behalf of the Florida Forest Service and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Well, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
good night.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now we have Mr. Greg Kelly with CRA. He is going to give us some information on our new high school.
Good afternoon. Greg Kelly, CRA architect, Brooke Hayes, Culpeper Construction. We're here to give you an update this for what we've done in the last month or so. Basically, soil borings have been done. Surveys been completed. We submitted design development documents, which is approximately 50% documents, to Culpeper yesterday. They're going to do some pricing and stuff, and before the next board meeting, we will be talking to you about where we are with pricing and everything. So by the end, I guess the end of the month, you should have some numbers. We'll be discussing. Hopefully, we'll be where we need to be with everything.
Perfect.
Yep. So we've got it all pulled together. We still got other meetings coming up. I'm going to get with Ms. Tharp in the next week or so. We're going to start talking about the softball field, what we're doing there. Other things, so if you think of anything, let us know. We're going to be pulling together a committee to start talking colors, interior finishes, that kind of stuff. We still got it's a layering process, and we're working our way down to get to the final product. But we're on schedule where we need to be. You want to tell them about
the
library?
And just so you guys know, keep you in the loop, the purchase of the property across the street over here is in process, and it should be complete by the end of next week. And turned over to the county, so that process is moving forward, and we're just trying to make sure we get everything out of the way for that to be able to move. Goal for that actual move is to be somewhere in March, around 1st of March, hopefully the beginning, you know, the middle of March would be a late time frame, but that's when we're trying to make those kill those connections there, make the connections over there, and actually transport over there. So that's kind of the idea of getting that kind of moved out of the way, moved over in that area. We're looking at looking at a design for maybe a softball field over here, getting ready to start some of that for sure this summer to get that work in progress. And actually met with Kevin this afternoon to kind of talk about maybe some of the parking for the softball this semester, so we maybe can get some of that rearranged a little bit so that it's not in the way of the next school.
We'll start getting fences up, things blocked off now so you don't have to retrain them once they're in the middle of a season or something. Probably next board meeting we'll be coming back with our first change order, which will be the scope for moving the library down and starting the softball field and stuff. So be looking for that next board meeting. So any questions?
Yes, sir. Once they move the library, what's the time frame I have it going back? Get started back?
We want to, like say we're going to start on, let's say for instance, if we start on March 1st, we want to be able to have them in there in 3 months. And that's basically having, you know, everything. It won't take 3 months to physically move it, but that's right. You know, digging the holes to get the beams underneath there, that's the actual transporting. It won't take that long, but then prepping the other area for it to take the shape of the library and then making the connections
then the road, that the parking lot and all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Have y'all been in discussions with the county commission, as far as they are abreast of? I know they have employees that work up there.
I believe they've worked out a deal.
With. I know we talked about that, but I didn't know if that had already been that dialogue.
I didn't know this, but Chuck, he told me that they've kind of worked out something with the Civic Center to be able to house some of those people in the Civic Center.
Gotcha. Okay, that's awesome. Awesome.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Any other questions?
And we're still good for fall of 2019?
Yes, sir. That's where we're headed.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank
we appreciate y'all very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks. At this time, we have time for public comments, but I don't believe, did we have anybody sign up? Okay, so we'll move on. Next is Mr. Summers, our superintendent's monthly report. Mr. Summers, do you have anything for us tonight?
Just a couple things. You know, they mentioned, you know, about the input that the girls and the coaches are all going to have toward the softball facility. And that was a commitment that I think we all share. This is a once in 50 year deal we're doing, and we're seeking all, you know, it's slowing us up some, but we're doing that on purpose to make sure everybody has a say. And it may not be the Taj Mahal, but everybody's going to have a say and make it the best we can get and squeeze every penny we can get out of our money. So that's a commitment we'll continue to have. Reminder, the next Monday is Martin Luther King Day. It's the 15th, I think it's next Monday. Mm-hmm. Of course, school is out that day. On my surgery is February the 9th. Likely, I won't make the next meeting. I think our next meeting is like the 12th or something. Mm-hmm. But if I can, I'll be here. But the 9th over in Shands, remember me. And thank you so much, Tina, for mentioning. We've had so much loss in 2017 of our staff. It's just incredible. It really lets you take stock of all of the blessings that we do have. And that's about it, Mr.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. David. Next, we have some additions and corrections to the agenda. So I would need a motion to add items A through F under emergency items. That's a total of 6. And do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second one is we will need to be filling in 2 blanks on the personnel consent table with the recommendations for those positions. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty.
Sorry.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is
no
to.
Agenda.
Sorry?
No.
Yes. We have no budget amendments, too, so that would be another thing that we need to mark off. I apologize. So with those changes and corrections, I would need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, approve the minutes from the December 12th, 2017 workshop and the regular board meeting filed under December meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, consent items. First under that would be a motion to approve the request for Bedilla Incorporated to handle the auction of Liberty County School Board buses. The file for the actual document for that is attached. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, a motion to approve the personnel consent table for January 9, 2018, which is also attached. There's 4 documents under that. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the personnel table to be paid from the Student Support and Academic Enrichment Grant for the remainder of the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, under consent items, approve the revised salary schedule for January 9th, 2018, which includes an increase in the minimum wage, and also administrative staff did not receive their performance pay raise for the 2015-16 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion?
I just got one thing. I called Sheila today and asked her a little bit about that, and she said it's kind of like the teachers. You get paid this year for evaluation from last year. I would just, and I know we have to do it, law requires it, just maybe brief the board at a future date on how that's done, how the evaluation's done for the salary schedule, how that merges. And I know with the teachers, that's from year to year. Mm-hmm. I know that changes, but for the administrators, if we could be briefed on that.
We'll
I know
be glad
we don't have a choice but to do it, but right. Just
that
to give us,
in
right, in case there's questions. I don't know how how that's going to be done. And I know that's, we'll actually do that for the next, for this year. Gotcha.
We'll put that together.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, under consent items, motion to add the name of Trenton Fowler to the approved revised substitute list for January 9, 2018. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item number 9, action items. Item A, motion to approve the principal's report for December 17, 2017. Sorry. The financial statements for December 2017 and bills and payroll for December 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item B, motion to approve the district instructional leadership